USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and Sudan agreed to normalize ties in a U.S. brokered deal, ending decades of hostility as one of Africa's largest countries joins a broader diplomatic realignment in the Middle East. President Trump reacts to the news.
We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal, and that was in particular nice because they've essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that, but probably there's been a little bit, but certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan, and now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is meeting today with some of the evacuees from the state's wildfires. High winds have caused the fires to spread quickly. The East Troublesome Fire has consumed over 170,000 acres as of Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign is firing back after Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden, claimed the former presidential nominee was involved in his son's business dealings while he was vice president in the Obama administration. Biden campaign spokesman Andrew Bates saying there is no indication that former Vice President Biden ever got any money from anybody in these business dealings. Tony Bobulinski disagrees, and with more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
The U.S. Navy veteran said he was introduced to Joe Biden on May 2, 2017 by Hunter Biden and the lawmaker's brother, Jim Biden.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering a speech in Delaware on the economy and COVID-19 on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, as Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
There's many across the country that are dealing with COVID in different ways. Lots of deaths are still going up. And then when you look at it, everybody can say that they know somebody that's been affected by COVID. And for small business owners, it's a matter of closing the doors or staying open. And we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with insured businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
The Los Angeles Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays resume the World Series tonight. They play Game 3 at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, first pitch just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. The best-of-seven set is tied at one game apiece after Tampa Bay won Game 2 6-4 on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.